outpouring of your spirit, till I can't take no more. I need you, Lord, right now. Build me up again. Cannot move on without you. Do like you did way back when. I need you, Lord, right now. Make me to be.
Here, pour out your love and make me everything that you want me to be. It's a new day. This is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. It's a good day to be alive, and we just thank God for another day's journey. Good morning, and welcome, Blog Talk listeners all around this beautiful world, to Running for Christ Ministries Saturday morning worship service. I am Kathy Clyburn, your presiding person for this Saturday morning worship experience, brought to you by Running for Christ Ministries, a church of teaching, learning, and doing. We thank God for each and every one of you who tune in regularly, and we ask that you tell someone else that this Saturday worship service is happening. As always, we will start out with scripture and prayer, and at Running for Christ Ministries, we believe it's vital, and the word of God tells us so. In all thy ways acknowledge him, and he will direct your path. I want to acknowledge our youth all around this world. Hey, you are important to us. We love you, and we need you to survive. And today is Youth Saturday. And on each fourth and fifth Saturday of each month, we give and encourage our youth to the opportunity to serve and participate in our morning worship service. And guess what? We have this morning to do so is our very own King, Mr. Darius Burrell Freeman. Good morning. Welcome.
Good morning.
Good morning, Darius. Thanks for being with us this morning.
Thank you for having me.
Yes, sir. Take it away.
Good morning, Blog Talk listeners all around the world. This is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. My name is Darius Freeman, and I'll be opening up this Saturday worship and praise service. Today's scripture will be coming from Romans chapter 12, verses 9 through 21. I repeat, Romans chapter 12, verses 9 through 21. It is titled, Love in Action. Love must be sincere. Hate what is evil. Cling to what is good. Be devoted to one another in love. Honor one another above yourselves. Never be lacking in zeal, but keep your spiritual fervor serving the Lord. Be joyful in hope, patient in affliction, faithful in prayer. Share with the Lord's people who are in need. Practice hospitality. Bless those who persecute you. Bless and do not curse. Rejoice with those who rejoice. Mourn with those who mourn. Live in harmony with one another. Do not be proud, but be willing to associate with people of low position. Do not be conceited. Do not repay anyone evil for evil. Be careful to do what is right in the eyes of everyone. If it is possible, as far as it depends on you, live at peace with everyone. Do not take revenge, my dear friends, but leave room for God's wrath, for it is written, it is mine to avenge. I will repay, says the Lord. On the contrary, if your enemy is hungry, feed him. If he is thirsty, give him something to drink. In doing this, you will heap burning coals on his head. Do not be overcome by evil, but overcome evil with good. May the Lord add a blessing to the readers, hearers, doers of his great and mighty word. Amen. Let us pray. Lord God, our Father, we give thanks today for this opportunity once again to offer you so much deserved praise and thanksgiving. We ask that you fill with your Holy Spirit everyone who will take part in this worship service. Lord, we thank you for life, love, family, friendship, and fellowship. Lord, we ask that you hear and answer the prayers are lifted up to you by your people, and that you heal the sick, comfort the many bereaved. Lord, bless the preacher with a word from you for for all of us to hear and obey and be blessed by. Lord, we pray that our songs, prayers, and preached words lifts up Jesus so that all those who are lost will be found. Dear Father, we thank you for our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, and it is in his mighty and wonderful name that we ask these blessings. Amen.
Amen. Thank you. Thank you, King Darius, for that scripture and prayer. You know we appreciate you, and just have a beautiful day, all right?
Okay, thank you.
Okay, thank you. All right. Now that we have acknowledged our ways unto the Lord, we will continue to be ministered with our song selection service with our very own shepherd, Pastor O. Take it away, Pastor O.
I got Jesus on my side, yeah. I got that, oh, I got got Jesus on my, I got that, I got that. I got no reason to fear, I got Jesus on my, I got that, I got that, I got that, I got that, I got that.
Hey, man, that's Anthony Brown. And useful phrase, I think that's useful. No, it ain't. It's Anthony Brown and whatever them people name. But anyway, I got that. I don't have to get that. I got that. So we fight from a position of victory. Ty Trippett saying one of his songs, life ain't fair because I already won. Wow. All you need to do is read Revelation chapter 4, and you see the 24 elders standing around the throne. That's you. So whatever happens from here to there, guess what? Every obstacle, every battle, every fight, you already won because you're there. Wow. Somebody needs to know that this morning. You know, stuff might not be all right now, but here's the good news. He'll make it all right.
He'll make it all right.
He'll make it all right. He'll make it all right. He'll make it all right.
Whatever you want.
Whatever you want.
God is able.
God is able.
Whatever you need.
Whatever you need.
He'll supply.
He'll supply.
Whatever is broken.
Whatever is broken.
He can fix it. No need to worry.
No need to worry.
He's alive.
He's alive.
Whole church, he'll make it all right.
He'll make it all right. He'll make it all right. He'll make it all right.
He'll make it all right.
He'll make it all right.
Woo! Come on. Wherever you are,
wherever you are,
he's listening.
He's listening.
Whatever you pray,
whatever you pray,
he knows.
He knows.
Whatever the answer,
whatever the answer,
he's got me.
He's got me.
We know he's sovereign.
We know he's sovereign.
He's in control.
He's in control.
Whole church, he'll make it all right.
saying, you know, to get the victory, that means you got to be in the battle. For God to make it all right, it seems like something ain't right. Amen. So if you're in the battle, right, you got the victory. And if it ain't all right, it's going to get all right. What you need to do is not give up praying, not give up talking to God. God done put you in a situation where can't nobody help you but him. So what you need to do is start singing and say, Lord, I need you to come by here.
We are more than friends.
More like a brother, closer than a best friend. Not just fair weather, but right there through thick and thin. Can't talk to you any time of the day. Never been too busy to hear what I had to say. Oh, you were scared to pin, you prove it time and time again. You knew all about me, the past, the present, my future, and my destiny.
Victory and he will make it all right. Pastor O, once again, you have took us there. And we just thank you for those blessings and songs of faith and testimony. Our hearts truly have been moved and encouraged, which takes us to time to talk to God, the only one who can meet all our needs. Come to the altar with all your cares and concerns, because there is power in prayer. Following this message, following this selection, the next voice you will hear is our very own Associate Pastor Terrence Tate, offering prayer and petitioning God on our behalf. Meet us at the altar and prepare to receive Associate Pastor Terrence Tate. Pray to the Lord. Amen.
Oh,
make it through, break through, hear you. Troubles, they last, and as time passed, it's been one thing after the other. Way to go, I feel so long, life is so, so cold. I'm not very eloquent in speech, I don't always know how to sound holy when I speak. Papa told me something happened when I pray.
I don't want you to do it.
Our gracious God, our Heavenly Father, we thank you this morning for another privilege to come to you with our cares and concerns, Father. We thank you for never being too busy when we pray. We thank you for the privilege to hear music about your word. Father, there are so many of your children who just need you right now. Let them know that you are right there let them know what Hebrews 13 and 5 says, that you will never leave us and nor forsake us. Father, the reason why our country is going the way that it's going right now is because we refuse to listen to your word. We refuse to listen to your voice. Father, lead us toward your voice and not away from your voice. And the only way you will lead us to your voice is if we follow your word. Father, we ask that you raise up the sick. comfort the many bereaved and be with the oppressed and the depressed, because many of your people are depressed and oppressed because the enemy has taken their power away from them. Father, you said in your word in Jeremiah 33:3, call on me in the time of need, and I will answer, and I will tell you great and mighty things that haven't been fulfilled yet. Father, the reason why our leaders are doing what they're doing to this country is because they refuse to listen to you, and they refuse to let you lead them down the path that you want them to go. Father, there are some of your people who don't have the desire to know you. Father, fill them up with the desire to know you, because you are a loving God. You've always been a loving. You've always been a loving God, and you always will be. And you'll never leave us nor forsake us. You'll always be the same God. Yesterday, today, and forever, and you will never, ever change. You will never, ever change. Father, we pray for those that are in the hospital. Give them the desire to do your work, even though they are facing what they are faced with in the hospital. Father, you are the doctor. You are the physician. You know what's going on with all of us, even before we know. Father, open up our hearts to your word today. Fill us up with the wisdom that you want us to have. Let us not lean to our own understanding, but let us lean to your own understanding, because your understanding is way better than our understanding, Father. And bless the preacher with a word from you for all of us to live by. And fill him up in a way that you want to fill him up, Father, because he is yours along with all of us. We are all your kingdom people. And Father, you want to bless us in the way that you want to bless us, but we're not letting you because we refuse to listen to your voice. Father, help us to get the desire to listen to your voice more. And if you need to, Father, move us back and have your way in our lives. It is in the name of Jesus that I pray this prayer. Amen and amen.
Amen. Thank you. Thank you. Power and prayer. Thank you, Associate Pastor Terrence Tate, for praying and making our request known to God. You know,
yes,
we appreciate you. Thanks. We appreciate you. Have a wonderful day, okay?
You too.
Thank you.
I hope to see you.
Power and prayer. All right, I want to just thank the youth for serving today and, you know, continue to keep our youth lifted up in prayer all over the world. You know, they are our precious cargo and, you know, they are our investment, okay? All right. So far, we are having a great time this morning with more to come. I want to just say thank you for allowing me to be your presiding person. And as always, if you have been blessed by this Saturday worship service, then be a blessing to others and let them know that this Saturday worship service is happening. Share the love, the joy, and the blessing. Amen. Okay. Time for the preach word. A message from God. The best part. Icing on the cake. Yummy. The next voice you will hear after this selection to read scripture and to introduce the preacher of the hour is our very own sister, Deaconess Dr. June Rogers. Let us prepare to receive Deaconess June Rogers as she comes in her own unique way. Amen.
My heart started pounding as I listened to what I was saying. Cause in my head I never thought it could happen to me. But I recall what I was taught in the 34th chapter of the book of Psalms. In spite of our afflictions, he'll deliver us from them all. My trust still lies in you. I know you're gonna bring me through this trial, but I'm not in denial. I know it's gonna get hard sometimes, and when those moments come, I'll rest within your arms and give you praise for what's about to come. No matter how long it takes, I'll never give up my praise. So while I wait, I'll be patiently praising you. Book of James, the proud faith shall save the sick, the Lord will raise them up once again. Yeah, that encourages me to praise him along the way to my breakthrough.
I trust him.
Praising you, no matter
how long it Don't give up. Don't give up, saints. No matter how long it takes. Yes, we've got to be patient. That's what Pastor O is going to talk about today. Well, we have been talking to God, haven't we? We have sang some songs, and we joined Pastor Terrence in that awesome prayer. So we've been talking to God, and just be encouraged and know that every word that you utter to God, he hears. And just because it doesn't seem like things are happening for us right now, we can't give up because he's there, and he heard the prayer, and he will do something about it. So pastor's title for his sermon this morning is Patient Endurance in Prayer, and he's asked me to read James chapter 5, verses 7 to 8, and then also from James chapter 5, verses 13 to 15. It is written, "Dear brothers and sisters, be patient as you wait for the Lord's return. Consider the farmers who patiently wait for the rains in the fall and in the spring. They eagerly look for the valuable harvest to ripen. You too must be patient. Take courage, for the coming of the Lord is near." Verses 13 to 15. "Are any of you suffering hardships? You should pray. Are any of you happy? You should sing praises. Are any of you sick? You should call for the elders of the church to come and pray over you, anointing you with oil in the name of the Lord. Such a prayer offered in faith will heal the sick, and the Lord will make you well. And if you have committed any sins, you will be forgiven. This is the word of the Lord. May the Lord add a blessing to the readers, hearers, and doers of his word." On behalf of the entire Runner for Christ Ministries family, consistent with Psalms 118:26, we bless you from the house of the Lord. We welcome you as you listen through our broadcast on Blog Talk Radio. I hope you will feel blessed as you draw near to hear Pastor O preach about the answer to everything. Did you hear what I just read? I submit that it is the ultimate answer to any question that can be posed. But isn't that what the Word of God is all about? Telling us everything that we need to know, right? And this morning, God has saw fit to bless us even more by sending his servant, Pastor Gerald Overall, to shine a big bright light on words from James chapter 5. So let's draw near and hear what God has to say to us through Pastor O. You don't have to stop what you're doing right now, whether that's driving, cleaning up the house, or even walking like me. Just make sure you are listening. Okay, Pastor, I think we are ready to hear you break it down.
Amen. Thank you. Thank you, Deacon and Sister Rogers. I appreciate you. God bless. Tell Ray we said what's up.
All right. God bless you.
Amen. Even while she's out walking, she is still getting it in. That's why I love Blog Talk Radio. Amen. For one, I don't have to see people because I'm scared to preach in front of people. Number two is you can do this anywhere. You can be anywhere. So, a lot of times, Deacon is Kathy Clyburn is driving down the freeway. She be pulling over, do her part. Then goes a little bit more, pull over, do her part. That is dedication to the Lord's service, and God recognizes that. I want to thank God for Darius. Amen. Superman. I like to call him Superman. I knew them boys was awesome. Their mama raised them right. Her name is Keela Freeman. Yeah, that's my niece. And them boys are superheroes. They saw a man about to lose his life, and they ran up and pulled him out of a burning fire. He was about to smoke out. They saved his life. See, that's when your mama raised you right, and they wasn't with their mama, and they did that. That's when you know it sunk in and it worked. So thanking God for everybody, and Deacon, Pastor Terrence Tate with that altar call, yeah, I'm telling you, he is more than enough, right? I'm telling you, that boy going to talk to the Lord like ain't nothing wrong in this life, and that always encouraged. He don't know it, but every time I see him, I am encouraged because he always have a hearty amen, and he's human. He have his times and his moments, right? But every time he see you, that best face is forward, and he praising the Lord, and I appreciate that. He have no idea how it encourages me when I step up in that church and I see him. I feel better. Amen. Amen. We thank God for all of you as well, and let us pray. Lord God, our Father, help us to get this because we need this, Jesus. We're living in these last and terrible days that you talked about in 2 Timothy 3 and those first four verses. Okay, Lord, and it's here, and we're in it. encourage us to know that, like you said in Luke 21, when we see all these things happening, rejoice, because we know that your return to get us, Jesus, is near. So we thank you for that. Help us to get this word. Help me to preach this word. In Jesus' name I pray, amen. Amen. Again, today, again, I want to thank Deaconess Dr. June Rogers for she always reads scripture for me. And it's those words after that Jesus wants me to hear. Amen, because I know the scripture. It's the word after that he wants me to hear. And that sort of gives me confirmation about what I'm doing. Amen, amen. Because, see, she don't know what the Lord told me. So the only way she can say that stuff that she says, he knows what he gave me to preach. And she knows what scriptures I'm preaching from. But she don't know exactly which way I'm going to go. Confirmation for me is, she always says exactly the way I'm going. So anyway, amen, God bless. Well, brothers and sisters, we are living in the last days, as you heard me say. Amen. And in these days and times, we need patience that endures. Amen. We need patience and endurance. We need patience that endures. Because these days are not a stranger to us. These days are not something we didn't hear about from Jesus himself. If you read Matthew chapter 24, amen, Jesus told us about all of this. If you read Luke 21, Jesus told us about all of this. It's called eschatology, study of the end times, last days, apocalyptic stuff. Things that were previously hidden have been revealed. Amen? So Jesus did some apocalyptic teaching to his disciples. Things they didn't know, he told them about. Amen. Being a Christian in today's world is not easy. We're Christians, amen, living for Jesus in an unsaved world, in a world run by the devil. And just because we're saved does not mean that things won't happen. But here's the good news. The Lord gave us a word for it. He knew what kind of times we would be living in. He knew from AD 30 till today exactly what would be going on. And he gave us a word to stand on. You know, in Luke 6:46, Jesus talked about the man who dug down and found a rock. He built his house on that rock. But guess what? The wind and the waves still rose up. Even though he did it the right way, the wind and the waves still rose up and beat against that house. And with, amen, and when we looked at the end of the thing, the house was still standing. Why? Because it was built on that rock. It survived the winds and the waves. Oh, somebody just got blessed right there. Somebody said, oh, snap, I need to build my life on the word of God. That way, when the winds and the waves show up, when it's all said and done, I'll still be standing. So you got to be patient in the storm. Look at it. Look at verse 7. It says, dear brothers and sisters, be patient as you wait for the Lord's return. The only way to be obedient to that verse is to know that Jesus is returning, and you be patient until he returns. Patience is not an easy thing. You know, I have none, so Jesus work on me every single time. Sometimes I hate to even get in my vehicle and go anywhere. As soon as my wife and I jump in the vehicle and go somewhere, here come Joe Slow-Mo. Amen, get right in front of me. Joe Slow-Mo, the light turned real bright green. Joe Slow-Mo don't take off. Joe Slow-Mo just sits there. And I'm right behind Joe Slow-Mo. And I'm like, Jesus, really? Do I have to learn patience today? I got to go somewhere. Get Slow Joe-Mo out my way. And my wife said, remember who you are, Pastor O. So I have to. Jesus work on me with patience all the time. Amen. The Lord will set that thing out in front of us. Amen. And then we have to be patient. We have to patiently wait on the Lord to come through. I love that song. It says, while I'm waiting, I'll be patiently praising. So we need to praise God while we wait. Why? Because Hebrews chapter 11 tells us in verse 1, it says, now faith is the substance. I love that. Don't you love that? Now faith is. Faith is what? The substance of things that we hope for. Where does the things we hope for come from? God's word. So now faith becomes the substance of things that we hope for. And guess what? It becomes the evidence, gives us confidence in the thing that we're waiting for. Why? Because God said it. Don't try to have patience for something God didn't say. There's no patience for that. But there is patience for what God said in his word. That's why you heard Pastor Terrence Tate say, Lord, you said in your word. See, he patiently praising God. He's patiently waiting on the Lord to do what the Lord said. See how he knew what the Lord said? He could call it out. You said over there in Hebrews chapter 13, you'll never leave us or forsake us. Do you see how, amen, how that works? He knew what God said. And he knew he could go to the Lord and say, you said. One time I was teaching, and I was getting ready to teach, and Jesus said, tell the people. I said, what do you want me to tell the people, Jesus? He said, tell the people they need some you saids. I'm like, okay, what is a you said? Jesus said what I said. I said, I thought you just said some you saids. He said, yeah, tell them they need some you saids. But I said, you just said I said. You said. Like Pastor Terrence Tate, he got some you saids. He said, Lord, you said you'll never leave me or forsake. So while he's patiently waiting, he's comforting himself with the word of God. That way, see, when the winds and the waves show up, you need to say, Jesus, it's getting windy out here. It's getting wet out here. But you said, amen. When Jesus got into the boat one time, he said, peace be still. And the winds and the waves, oh, we better be still, y'all. Jesus just talked. Jesus can talk to wind and waves. Can you believe that? I'd go outside and I'd be like, I wish this wind would stop blowing. It's cold. It don't stop. But if Jesus say, stop blowing, guess what? The wind will act like it got ears and a mind and stop blowing. And the rain will stop falling. And then calm will just come right on in. Oh, Lord, have mercy. Dear brothers and sisters, be patient as you wait for the Lord's return. Wow. We're waiting on Jesus to come back. The Bible tells us over there. Turn with me. I ain't going to just say it because you probably look this up. I want you to look this up right now. Go to Matthew 24. Talking about patiently waiting. Amen. Go to Matthew 24. Jesus is speaking about the future. He can do that because he know it. Watch this. Now, Jesus has talked to his disciples about a whole lot. They don't know it, but it's a whole lot. He told them what was going to happen before the church is raptured out of the world. That's verses 1 through 14. And then he told them what's going to be happening during the seven-year tribulation period. That's verses 15, probably down around 35. And in 35, he ends by saying, heaven and earth will disappear, but my words, wow, Jesus, Lord have mercy. Did you see that? Heaven and earth will disappear, but my words. You better open your Bible and get the words of Jesus in your head and in your heart. Hey, man, don't miss your heart. My pastor taught me one time, made me real mad, you know, because everybody said, Pastor, you're an awesome teacher. Pastor, that's what the women say to men, say, Pastor, oh, you're an awesome teacher. Amen. Then I got in the office with my pastor. He say, you got the word in your head, but it ain't in your heart. How many of y'all know when people tell us the truth, we get mad? I got real mad. So what did I do? I say, Jesus, did you hear what he said to me? I'm an awesome teacher, Pastor. Oh, he said, yeah, but the word ain't in your heart. Oh, Lord have mercy. Is that why I'm out here at the drag strip when I was supposed to be teaching Sunday school and helping my pastor? He said, yeah, that's why you're out here. You got head knowledge. You need to get that word in your heart so you can call it up when you need it, like Pastor Terrence Tate did. He called that word right up when he needed it. Amen. He always do that when he pray. Deaconess June Rogers prayed the Bible. When she prays, she just have her Bible open, praying everything Jesus said. Amen. And when they prayed like that, Jesus showed me angels being dispatched because they've challenged the Lord to keep his word. They got some nerve, don't they? All right, that's good nerves, though. Amen. They challenged the Lord to do what he said he would do. And when they prayed that, Jesus said, oh, no, they didn't. They gonna catch me short. So what did Jesus do? He said, angels, go. You heard what she said. You heard what he said. Amen. Heaven and earth will disappear, but Jesus says, my words will never disappear. So I don't care what you're going through. Think of the word of God that has something to do with what you're going through. And I bet you it's right there. I bet you it didn't disappear. So what you in the storm? When it's all said and done, guess what? If you are on his word, the rock, and you built your life on that, your personal, your family, your church, your civic life, it's all on the word, guess what? It won't disappear when the storm show up. You know how crappy happiness is, right? Amen. Yeah, happiness is real crappy. Happy like a crappy friend. You finna get in a fight, right? It's two people you got to fight, and it's two, you and your friend. Then you turn around, your friend gone. That's happiness. Happiness is like when you get the brand new car, you pull up out the driveway and got a flat. Now your happiness gone. Happiness like a crappy friend. But joy, this is what the Lord says in Galatians 5, that one of the fruits of the Spirit he want to produce in us, if your happiness comes from joy, it won't disappear. Somebody just got blessed again. Amen. Somebody need to send me 99 cents. Praise the Lord. No, like Deacon Tate, take it to a whole dollar. Deacon Tate said, give him a whole dollar. Amen. Woo. I'm enjoying this. His words will never disappear, right? So everything he said about heaven and earth is going to happen. But look at verse 36. Verse 36 says, however, remember what we looked at over there in James. Okay, the Lord's return. We got to be patient until the Lord's return. That's when Jesus come back to get us, like John said over there in chapter 14. I call that a personal rapture. In my Father's house is many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. I'm going there to prepare a place for you, and I'm coming back to get you so you can be with me where I'm at. That's the kind of rapture right there. Only you got raptured though. But then he talks about 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, verses 13 through 18, that the Lord himself going to come over there and crack the sky. He ain't coming to the earth. He's going to call the dead in Christ to rise first, their bodies, because they soul and spirit already with him, right? Amen. And then those of us who are yet alive and remain on the earth will be caught up together with them, with the Lord, in the air, and so shall we ever be with the Lord. That's a whole church rapture. Whole body of Christ gone off the earth rapture. Amen. So Jesus says, however, no one knows the day or the hour when these things will happen. Not even the angels in heaven or the Son of Man himself. And then he goes on to describe what it's going to be like. He tells us only the fathers know. So don't ask Jesus when you're coming back. He ain't going to tell you because he don't know. Only the Father knows. And that's a capital F on that Father in verse 36, right? He's talking about God the Father. Only he knows. See, Allah don't know when Jesus comes back. Buddha don't know. None of the gods of the Hindus know. Amen. No, they're all them small g gods. They don't know. But God the Father, the only true and living God, knows. The one who denies their very existence. Amen. And I'm good with that. Because God know if there's another God. Amen. They call it dualism. That's two gods. One say, we going to have the sun come out. The other say, no, we ain't. Could you imagine that? Nothing would happen. If both of them had equal power, they'd cancel each other out. But watch what Jesus say. When the Son of Man returns, it'll be like in the days of Noah. How many of y'all read Genesis chapter 6, 7, and 8? And 9. Those are the days of Noah, and 1 through 6. when the Son of Man returns, it'll be like in the days of Noah. What, Pastor, oh, what was the days of Noah like? In those days before the flood, the people were enjoying banquets like they do today, and parties like they do today, and weddings like they do today, right up to the time that Noah entered the boat, right up until the time that Jesus cracked the sky and called us out. People didn't realize what was going to happen until the flood came, even though Noah preached for 120 years, the same sermon every single time he preached. When he said, I'm going to take my text, they say, we know where you're coming from. Go ahead on and preach. You come from the same place every day. Amen. Amen. But the Lord says they wouldn't know. They didn't know what was going to happen. Them people, don't you know they was ragging all over Noah? But he had to be patient and endure. Amen. A whole lot of we can't endure a week before we lose it. Amen. Before we like, Jesus hate me. Jesus left me and he hate me. I don't even think he real no more. I think all this is just, I'm just brainwashed. I don't even, Jesus ain't real. Because we had to wait like 5 minutes, you know. That was way too long. But Noah had to wait 120 years. 120 years. Waiting on God to do what God said. But guess what? He patiently waited. He was patient and he endured. And one day, guess what? In those days before the flood, the people were enjoying all that stuff, right? People didn't realize what was going to happen until the flood came and swept them all away. That is the way it will be when the Son of Man comes and raptures the whole church up out this world. He say two men will be working together in the field. One will be taken and the other left. That's the rapture, y'all. If it happened right now and you sit next to somebody unsaved, guess what? They're going to be like, whoa, where'd they go? Can you imagine that? Pilot on the plane got raptured. Oh, God. People flying military jets got raptured. Now the plane can't fly itself because he put it on autopilot before he left because he ain't know he was going to leave. He's just gone. Jesus took it. And now that plane got all them bombs on it. It's going somewhere. What about that 250-mile-an-hour train? I love them. I want to ride one of them. 250 miles an hour. God almighty, I want to get on one of them. But I want to get on one after I got my glorified body, because if that thing crashes, what about, Lord have mercy. The engineer got raptured, and he didn't put it on stop before he left. Ain't no dead man switch. Ain't no rapture man switch. And he come into the station at 250 miles an hour. Two men will be working together in the field. One will be taking the other left. Two women grinding at the mill. One taking the other left. That's how it's going to be, y'all. Wherever you are right now, if there's some unsaved folks around you, guess what? They're going to be wondering what happened to you. So you too must keep watch. For you don't know what day your Lord is coming. What did he say? Patient endurance till Jesus comes. Understand this. If a homeowner knew exactly when a burglar was coming, he would keep watch and not permit his house to be broken into. You also must be ready all the time. Time. You got to be ready all the time, for the Son of Man will come when it's least expected. Now, here's something for wise folks. A faithful, sensible servant is one to whom the master can give the responsibility of managing his household service and feeding them. That's why at Running for Christ Ministries, we're teaching, learning, doing. And when Jesus, if you read what we believe, excuse me, if you read what we believe, you'll see in there, that's what we believe. That is the will for Jesus' church, that when he returns, he find us teaching, learning, and doing. Amen? So that's why we do what we do. If the master returns and finds that servant has done a good job, well, guess what? There will be a reward. That agrees with what Paul, thank you, babe. That agrees with what Paul wrote over there in 2 Corinthians chapter 5 and verse 10. He says, 2 Corinthians 5 and 10, He said, we shall all appear before the judgment seat of Christ, the Bema seat. Amen. This is the seat you go through for rewards. Not to figure out if you're going to heaven or hell. That's already decided. Amen. Jesus is going to reward us. Can you believe that? He comes down here, die for our sins, ascends back into heaven, send us the Holy Spirit, the power of God to live in us, the person of God living in us, empowering us to do everything Jesus said, witnessing Jerusalem, Judea, Samaria, the uttermost parts of the earth, right? And he got the nerve, or should I say he has the benevolence, the audacity, to actually give us rewards for the work he's doing through us. Lord, have mercy. How good is God? Create Adam and Eve and give them the whole planet. What kind of God is that? Who wouldn't serve a God like that? I tell you the truth. The master will put that servant in charge of all he owns. You remember the story Jesus told over in chapter 25. You need to read it sometime. Amen. 1 second. A little bit longer than 1 second. God bless you. Amen. But look back in James chapter 5. Amen. What does the Lord say here? Dear brothers and sisters, be patient as you wait for the Lord's return. See, if you were busy doing what the Lord said, right? You know, telling somebody about Jesus, teaching somebody who already in Jesus how to live better for Jesus, or helping people in or outside the body of Christ. You ain't going to find where Jesus wants to do much more than that. Amen? So if you're busy doing that, then you're patiently waiting on the Lord. But if you're down here, let's go back to Matthew. This is scary. I ain't even want to read it, okay? Go back to Matthew. Go back to chapter 24. And let's go back down to the bottom. I ran. I didn't even want to read the rest of it. The rest of it was so good. I'm like, Jesus, I don't want to read the rest of it. People are going to trip. Amen? But watch this. Look at verse 46. Verse 47. Verse 48. But what if that servant is evil? Oh, Lord have mercy. Jesus got evil servants? And thinks, my master won't be back for a while. And he begins beating the other servants, you know, like some pastors just fleece their own flock, partying and getting drunk. I saw a pastor the other day, a bishop, and he was on YouTube. He choked some. He choked one of the people who came to visit his church, and she was doing a documentary. He ain't know that, though. But yeah, you got to see it. He choked her. Bishop Smooth or Bishop Got Money in His Pocket. I don't know what his name is, but Bishop something. He choked somebody. So pastors can be unruly, okay? They can be into this thing for money and fame, okay? But we think they're into this thing because they love Jesus. No, they don't love Jesus. They love money, and they love using Jesus to get money. It's called filthy lucre. That's what the Lord calls it. Illegitimate way to get money out of people. Amen. But what if they begin beating the servants, partying, getting drunk? The master will return unannounced and unexpected because we don't know. He just told us we don't know. Only the Father knows. Unannounced and unexpected, and he will cut that servant to pieces and assign him a place with the hypocrites. Hypocrites is a Greek word that means actor. You don't really believe what you're doing. You're just doing it to get money. In that place, there will be weeping and gnashing of teeth. So it would behoove us. Oh, I love that word. Don't you love it? Sound like horse hooves. It behoove us. It's funny when you use words you don't even know what they mean. It behoove us, amen, to be busy with the Lord's word. So when Jesus shows up, he finds us doing that. And he tells us to consider the farmers. Y'all know farmers, right? You ever planted anything? Okay, when you plant something, you have to patiently wait. You can't rush a plant to grow. You can stand over it and talk to it all you want, but it's only God gives the increase. Okay, we can plant, we can pour water, and that's what the Lord told us to do, 1 Corinthians chapter 3, but you ain't going to get no increase until God give it. God has designed a certain length of time for each plant to grow. For instance, if you're trying to grow Kentucky bluegrass, it's an itty-bitty seed, look like a mustard seed. And usually it comes with bigger seeds around it because they have to create an environment for it to come up. Why? Because it takes 6 weeks for that itty-bitty seed to germinate. And about 8 weeks before you see something come above the ground. So it needs something around it to help it be able to go through the heat, to go through no water, and all that kind of stuff. But it's a little bee seed, but it's going to take a certain length of time. Now, if you plant a tall fescue seed, 2 weeks, that may be coming up. A week is coming up. And within 4 weeks, you can cut it. Okay? But still, there is a certain amount of time that you're going to have to wait. Farmers know when they plant, they wait for the water, okay, in the fall and in the spring. They eagerly look for a valuable harvest. Did you hear what I said? They look for a value. Why? Because they planted the seed, they poured the water, they're expecting. If you ain't planted no seeds and you ain't poured no water, what are you expecting? If you haven't planted no seeds in the world, if you haven't known, don't see, Pastor Terrence Tate planted a seed. You'll never leave me nor forsake me. So he can look for God to come through for him. Why? Because he planted a seed. He put some water on the seed. That's all he can do. Then he eagerly looks for the valuable harvest to ripen. He tells us we need to be patient, too, for the coming of the Lord is near. Come on with me. I didn't expect that I'd be doing all this, but, amen, whatever Jesus wants, that's what you get. Go to 2 Peter chapter 3. Amen. Amen. In 2 Peter chapter 3, there are folks who say, this is what they said. In verse 4, they will say, what happened to the promise that Jesus is coming again? From before times of our ancestors, everything has remained the same since the world was first created. Where your Jesus at? Peter says they deliberately forgot or forget that God made the heavens and earth long ago by the word of his command, and he brought forth the earth from the water and surrounded it with water. Then he used the water to destroy the ancient world with a mighty flood. And by the same word, the present heavens and earth will be stored up for fire. They're being kept for the day of judgment when ungodly people will be destroyed. But you must not forget one thing, dear friends. A day is like 1,000 years to the Lord, and 1,000 years is like a day. In other words, God is not bound by time. He is eternal. Time belongs to the earth. An evening and a morning constitute a 24-hour period a day. 7 of those make a week. 4 of them weeks make a month. 52 of them weeks make a year. And on and on and on. But God is not bound by time. The Lord isn't really being slow because Jesus ain't got back yet about his promise to come back and get us, as some people think. No, he is being patient for your sake. Oh, see, God got patience. So we should have patience. That's why he want to produce patience in us so we can patiently wait for him to come back and get us, right? And stay busy until he does. Amen. So why is God patient? He does not want anyone to be destroyed, but wants everyone to repent. Somebody just got mad because they want somebody to be destroyed, and I didn't find out God wants them to repent and come to heaven and live forever. But you don't want them there. But the day of the Lord will come as unexpected as a thief. Now, Pastor Jonathan Tate preached to us not too long ago from 1 Thessalonians chapter 5. It won't sneak up on us. Why? We got a Bible, and Jesus told he was coming back. Jesus talked to us in Matthew 24 at length about his coming back. So he can't sneak up on us because we know he's coming back. But he will come back as a surprise to people who ain't waiting on him. The people we keep telling, you need Jesus. You need to get Jesus before Jesus come get us. Amen? Or Jesus come get you. Then the heavens will pass away with a terrible noise, and the very elements themselves will disappear in the fire, and the earth and everything on it will be found to deserve judgment. Now watch Peter agree with what James said in verses 11 through 13. Look at what Peter says. Since everything around us is going to be destroyed like this, what holy and godly lives you should live, looking forward to the day of God and hurrying it along. Remember when Pastor Janice Tate had us praying, Lord, come quickly. That means we needed to get busy and go out witnessing. We can't just say, come quickly. We need to go find that last soul that Jesus knows. When that soul gets saved, it's a wrap. On that day, he will set the heavens on fire and the elements will melt away in the flames. But we're looking forward to new heavens and new earth that he promised, a world filled with God's righteousness. And so, dear friends, while we are waiting for these things to happen, make every effort to be found living peaceful lives that are pure and blameless in his sight. Amen. And remember our Lord's patience. Uh-oh, he wants us to have patience because he got patience. And remember, our Lord's patience gives people time to be saved. So if you're wondering why Jesus is taking so long to come back, he wants to save some people and they ain't saved yet before the rapture. This is what our beloved brother Paul wrote about in the wisdom that God gave him, speaking of things in all of his letters. Some of his comments are hard to understand. That's why you need a teacher. And those who are ignorant and unstable have twisted his letters to mean something quite different, just as they do with other parts of the scripture, like these new black Israelites take the scriptures and just mangle them so they can say what they want them to say. Black folks are Jews and everybody else is a Gentile. Seriously. Seriously? But then they don't have the Holy Spirit, and that's why they're lost like that. And this will result in their own destruction. You already know these things, dear friends. So be on your guard. Then you'll not be carried away by the errors of those wicked people who lose their own secure footing. Rather, you must grow in the grace and knowledge of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Get that word in you. That's how you grow. You can't grow without the word of God. Or you can grow physically, but you're not going to grow spiritually. You're not going to spiritually mature. Amen? Amen. And that's what you want to do. So James says, be like the farmers. They wait. They recognize that the Lord is near. And so they take courage because they recognize, I might be getting out of here today. So he asked the question in verses 13 through 15, are anybody suffering hardships? Are you suffering any hardships? Well, guess what you should do? You should pray. Stop. And you ain't even praying for yourself. You should pray. Are you suffering hardships? In this life, Jesus said you're going to have trials and tribulations, things that try you and things that trouble you. Are you suffering any of that? You should pray. How do you think God going to be listening to me? And then Jesus be like, hold up, hold up. You praying for Sister Babapa Slap. That way won't nobody send me an email saying, why you talking about me in your sermon? If your name is Sister Babapa Slap, then I'm talking about you. I'm sorry. Amen. Amen. You should pray. You're suffering a hardship? You should pray. Don't be picking up the phone before you pray. And I tell Jesus, I'm praying for Sister Slap-a-Slap. And Jesus said, well, wait a minute. Sister Slap-a-Slap ain't said nothing to me about that. So you got me praying and you ain't talked to Jesus. The Lord God gave you the Holy Spirit so you could commune with him. The Lord God saved your soul so as a child of God, you could cry, Abba, Father. You can speak to him. You can pray the prayer Jesus taught his disciples. Say, look, when you pray, say, Our Father. You can do that. You can say, Daddy, as Romans chapter 8 tells us, we can cry, Abba, Father. That means we can use that term, Daddy. Can't nobody call other folks who ain't saved, they can't call God daddy. I ain't your daddy. Amen. I'm just that man you know down the street. Amen. Are any of you suffering hardships? If you, the Bible tells us, if we would live holy, those who would live holy shall suffer persecution. If you ain't suffering no persecution from the devil now, then you ain't living holy. And the devil ain't mad at what you're doing because you're doing what he wants you to do. Uh-oh. We just found out that why the devil don't even bother us. You know why the devil don't bother you? Because you're already doing what he wants you to do. You're living against God. You're living opposite of God. Not living opposite of God, and you trying your best to live for Jesus, then you are suffering hardships. Guess what you should do? You should pray. You should pray. Is anybody happy? Are you happy? Did God do something good for you? Did God bless you some kind of way? Did somebody get saved who you've been praying for? Did somebody's light come on who you've been trying to teach how to live for Jesus? Did somebody receive joy because you gave them something, whether they're in or outside of the body of Christ, to help their life along? Well, guess what? You should sing praises. You know, sometimes we get happy. God do something to make us happy, and we won't even get happy. Why? Because we just, I don't know what's wrong with us. If you got something to be happy about, be happy. If the whole rest of the church is mourning and crying, but God done something for you to be happy about, be happy. Don't be ashamed to be happy. I mean, they're going through a little crappy stuff right over there. You might want to hold your little happy praise, you know, because you don't want to be happy praising all up in their face and they still in the midst of it. Amen. But you should sing praises. Are any of you sick? Now, this is when you start calling somebody. You should go to God first, yourself, because he went through a lot to have that personal relationship with you. Are any of you sick? Well, guess what you should do? You should, see, this is where a lot of church folk members mess up. They think the pastors and the preachers, the associate and assistant preachers and pastors, they think they're so awesome. They so spiritual. Not even, take the UAL off, just spiritual. They super spiritual, right? They know when you're sick without you telling them. But the Bible says you should call the elders of the church, the preachers, the pastors. You should call. People get mad at the pastor talking about, I was in the hospital. You ain't even come see me. I didn't know you was in the hospital. Then they look at you funny like, well, how you didn't know? You the pastor? I ain't Jesus. I ain't everywhere present at once, and I sure don't know everything. Amen. So you should call the elders of the church you belong to. Call them preachers. Call them pastors. And tell them to come pray for me. Bring your oil and anoint me in the name of Jesus, in the name of the Lord. And the Lord says such a prayer offered in faith has got to be in faith. It can't be in fake. Come in there spitting tongues all over the place, trying to be important, trying to be awesome. No, offered in faith. Guess what? It'll heal the sick. We just heard that in that song. Amen. Because the Bible's saying different than what it says in the book of James. The prayer of faith shall save the sick. The Lord will raise them up once again. Now, you see why I play them songs? If I don't hear no scripture in them songs, I ain't playing them. I don't care how good. Now, I might own the song and put it on my music, but you ain't going to hear me play it. If it don't come out the Bible, ain't no power in it. Amen? Amen. Got that report from the physician? My heart started pounding as I listened. But I remember what I was taught from the 34th chapter of the book of Psalm. In spite of our afflictions, he'll deliver us from them all. That's why I play that song. Lord have mercy. He says, such a prayer offered in faith will heal the sick, and the Lord will make you well. Oh, wait a minute. Wait a minute. The prayer offered in faith by the pastor, by the preacher, it'll heal the sick. And the Lord will make them well, not the pastor, not the preacher, not the deacon, not the church member. The Lord will. And if you committed any sins, 1 John 1:9. Our problem today is we don't 1 John 1:9 nothing. We just say it's okay. It's okay for me to be gay It's okay. I don't have to confess that as a sin because that's my sexual orientation. Do you know God is not crazy? Do you know that God know a man and a woman? And God said he don't want no man with no man and no woman with no woman. Old and New Testament. But you can't confess a sin, excuse me. You can't confess a sin that you don't even believe is a sin. You done got comfortable living in sin. And so you can't be forgiven. Yeah, Jesus, who died for all our sins, somehow you found a way to remain unforgiven. Wow. Oh, that's crazy. Amen. Lord, have mercy. Brothers and sisters, amen. God wants us to know that there's power in prayer, and we need to be patient, and we need endurance, right? James talks to us earlier in his book. Let's go read it. If you want to know how to endure in these days and times, go with me to James chapter 1. Faith, over here he calls it faith and endurance, okay? Dear brothers and sisters, as I come to a close, dear brothers and sisters, when troubles of any kind come your way, any kind, James say, any kind of trouble. Oh, Lord have mercy. Somebody just got blessed again. They said, wow, no matter what kind of trouble I have and it come my way, I already know what to do. I'm going to consider it an opportunity for great joy. Why? Because God finna show me something. For you know that when your faith is tested, your endurance has a chance to grow. When your faith is tested and tried, right, or troubled, you have a chance to grow your endurance. So next time something show up, you'll be ready. So let it grow. For when your endurance is fully developed, you'll be perfect and complete, need nothing. Lord, have mercy. Amen. Look, brothers and sisters, the Lord knows that we are living in some real hard times. Amen. He's not playing. He knows what we're going through, and he's allowing us to go through it. Why? Because he's given us everything we need to live holy, even though we're going through some hard times. Amen. So remember what the Lord said. Be patient like the farmer and wait for the Lord to come through. Get you some you says like Pastor Terrence Tate. He seemed to have a whole bunch of them. Like Sister Deaconess June Rogers. She got a, you listen to him pray, Deacon Charles Tate. You listen to him pray. They got a whole lot of you says. Every time you turn around, they're hollering, Jesus, you said. And then they stand on what he said. They remind themselves of what he said. And that gives them patience to wait. And when they pray, it gives them, like my brother Richard talks about, he comes on every Tuesday at 4 o'clock. He says, prayer is God trusting us with his power. Wow. Prayer is God trusting us with his power. He come on every Tuesday right here on Blog Talk Radio at 4 o'clock. He will take your faith somewhere you probably ain't never been. You'll probably say, oh, he weird. He crazy. No, he not. He's talking about a God who created the sun and the moon and stars ex nihilo, or as Tony Evans likes to call it, ex nihilo. He just takes the ilo out. Okay, that simply means God created out of nothing. And God is trusting you with his power. Amen. God trusted Elijah with his power. Elijah knew what Solomon prayed in the dedication of the temple, that when his people started sinning and the rain don't fall, you can come to here and pray to me and I'll make the rain fall. Elijah remembered that. So he said, Lord, you said that when the people started clowning like they are now under Ahab and Jezebel, that you would cut off the rain. So I'm praying, Jesus, right now that you would cut off the rain. And guess what? It did not rain for 3.5 years. Now, how do you start the rain back up? Curse can't live without rain. So after that, Elijah prayed again and said, Lord, make it rain. And God made it rain. God allowed a human being to control the weather. Come on now, Joshua. The day lasted longer so he could get God's work done. And he's just a man like you and I. But God listened to them. Why? Because they prayed in faith. In faith, knowing, is again, it's what Pastor Terrence Tate, it's what Deaconess June Rogers, what Deacon Charles Tate pray. When you hear them pray God's word back to God, that makes angels move. That makes God's power available and visible to us. I want to keep on preaching, but Jesus won't let me. God bless you, brothers and sisters. Read the word of God. He gave it to us for a reason. He knows we're down here serving him in the devil's world. And the devil is desperately wicked. And he knows his time to rule is coming. His little bitty seven-year rule, which is going to be really crapped out, but, you know, that's a tribulation period. You ought to read about it. Amen. From chapter 6 of Revelation all the way up to 19. It's a real crappy rule, but that's what he's looking forward to when his time comes. Because we'll be gone. The church will be gone out of here. And he can just go straight crazy. Amen. For 7 years, and then it's a wrap. Amen. But until that time comes, we should be patient, and we should endure, and we should use the power of prayer, and prayer has no power if you don't know what God said. Amen. But if God will listen to them, he'll listen to us. Patient endurance. And prayer. Let us pray. Lord God, our Father, we give thanks today and we praise your holy name. Thank you, Lord, for allowing us to go that deep into you so that you can reveal to us the things we need to do to be patient and the things we need to endure and understanding the power that's in prayer. James and John, Jesus, one day when the Samaritans didn't want to hear your sermon, didn't respond well, they knew that they could ask you, and they knew that if you said yes, they could call down fire from heaven and consume them. Of course, that wasn't your will because you wanted to save them. You didn't go there to preach them in hell. You went there to preach them in heaven. They kind of got mad because they didn't respond right, like we do sometimes. But Jesus, we learned a lesson that if we come to you and pray your will to you, then we can call down power from heaven to do anything. Help us, Lord, to stay attentive, to be ever conscious that we serve you, Jesus. Every single day that you give us to live on this earth is another day to serve you, to lead somebody to Christ. While we do all other stuff that we have to do in this life, in those things, we should lead somebody to Christ. Teach somebody in Christ, help somebody in or outside the body of Christ to show them how much you love them in spite of them. Like right now, the rain that's falling is falling on the just and the unjust. The sun that may shine later today will shine on the just and the unjust. Help us to be like you, Father, in the face of this world. In Jesus' name, we pray. Amen.
Honestly, I hate my job, but I work hard, 'cause I need the money. So tired of this race, but I can't stop, so I keep on running. If my family knew just how close I was to quitting, they wouldn't believe it. I think I still have a mustard seed of faith in my dreams. I believe I still can achieve it, but I can't do it.
Right now, life is so heavy, but I smile to keep from crying. When people ask me how I'm doing, I say fine, but I just be lying. I'm trying, but I'm getting weak, and my hope is running on me. I'm praying myself to sleep. Dear God, can you rescue me? Maybe I'm right or I'm wrong, but you said that you'll never leave me alone. No disrespect, Lord, please pardon my tone. I need your help. I can't do this without you. My knowledge, thought I was ready, cause I went to college. Mama said pray, but I thought that was petty. Then it got real and yo, I wasn't ready. Trying to supply all my demands, leaning on the things I understand, totally ignoring the commands. Father, I repent and I'ma put it all in your hands. For real now,
literally speechless today. Pastor O took that word and chewed it up like a mama bird chewing up the food for the baby bird, and just let all of us feed off of that today. I mean, prayer, patience, endurance. When you pray and you read God's word, it gives you the encouragement that you need to be able to be patient. Most of us are totally impatient. I know I am one who has zero patience, especially for foolishness. So, you know, patience is hard to come by, and some of us are more patient than others, but it is definitely something that we have to practice. So as we continue to pray and we continue to read God's word will teach us how to be patient, and that patience will teach us how to endure. So that as we continue to pray and as we continue to be patient, it will give us the strength to deal with things longer while we're patiently waiting for the Lord to do what it is that he needs to do. So it's a circle of continuous prayer, continuous patience, which leads to endurance, which allows us to continually pray. Wow, what a beautiful thing. We all need, like they say, pack our patience. But you won't get no patience if you're not praying, because as the song just said, Lord, we can't do this thing without you. You know, and so we thank God for the word that was brought to us today. We thank God that his word is a living word, that it not only applied to those who were in the times of the Bible that we read about all the time, but it is totally relevant to the lives that we live today. And so we thank God for his word. We thank God for Pastor O and the word that he brought forth to us today. And like I said, chopped it up in little tiny baby pieces and allowed us to eat the word so so that it's palatable for us and that it makes perfect sense. Amen. So thank you, Pastor O, for the word that you brought, for the time that you took to bring us that word. I personally am going to find Sister Snap a Slap or Slap a Snap, whatever her name is. I'm going to talk to her about something. Because I almost couldn't concentrate after you Snap a Slap. Amen. And the man that is on YouTube, that preacher who choked the lady out and snatched her up and sent the, you know, that's the same preacher that while he's in the middle of his service is robbed of all of his $4 million worth of jewelry he got on standing in the pulpit, you know. So we have to pray. Lots of false prophets out there, lots of things going on. So no matter what you're doing or what's going on, there's only one way to heaven. That's through the name of Jesus. Amen. So happy Saturday to everybody. It is, I believe this is the fourth Saturday of September. This month is done. So by way of announcements, tomorrow, Sunday, September 25th, we will have our in-person Sunday school, which begins at 9 a.m., and our worship service, which begins at 10 a.m., with our praise team leading us in song and in worship. We will be having the Men of God Month each Sunday. We will have a male preacher to speak to us on men in the Bible. So Pastor Jonathan Tate did a great job the first 2 weeks of the month speaking about Job and then speaking about David. And then Pastor O preached last week on Peter. Almost couldn't get it all out, but he managed to get it out. By the time he got to the back of the church, it was out. Amen. So this week, again, we will have our very own Pastor O bringing us the word on tomorrow. He will be speaking about, if I'm not mistaken, the Apostle Paul. So that's going to be extremely interesting. Amen. So we look forward to hearing the word from Pastor O tomorrow. We invite you to join us, of course, for Sunday service and invite someone to come out with you. All we ask is that you wear a mask in the sanctuary. If you don't have one, no worries. We will provide you with one. If you're not comfortable with coming out, you're not feeling up to it for whatever reason, it's okay. You can also listen to our service on Blog Talk Radio at 1 p.m. By visiting our church website, rfcm.org, and clicking on Recorded Sunday Services. Amen. Also, every Sunday at 4 p.m., our very own Deaconess Kathy Clyburn is on Blog Talk Radio with her show entitled Bring Back the Family. So please don't forget to tune in on Sundays at 4 p.m. and give her your support on that. Also, every Monday from 6 p.m. to 7 p.m., we will have our church history class. The teacher is Pastor O. The textbook for his class is entitled The Church That Jesus Christ Built. And this is a book that's written by Pastor O. Amen. So we're lucky to be able to get this class and get this information all by our pastor. You can get your textbook by visiting Pastor O's website, www.pastorgmo.com. That's Pastor God's My Owner, gmo.com. Or if you're in church on Sunday and you still need a book, you can see Sister Sheila. She will make sure to get you one. Amen. Pastor did send us the email. If you're on his email list, he did send us the email that we need to read with our questions for class on Monday. And also, if you are at church on Sunday, the information will also be on the back table. If for whatever reason you can't attend the live classes, all the classes will be recorded and posted on our church website weekly, again, rfcm.org. Just go to the Bible classes link and then click on History of the Christian Church recorded at a more convenient time for you, and you can listen to it whenever you want. Amen. Don't forget, every Wednesday at 6 p.m., we hold our Bible reading class on Blog Talk Radio. Deaconess Kathy Clyburn will be teaching from the book of Isaiah, chapters 36 to 40. Again, the questions are available on our church website, rfcm.org. Just click on Bible classes. Or, again, if you're in person in church on Sunday, they will be on the back table. Y'all already know what's up with the back table. Everything goes on the back table. So make sure if you're in the sanctuary on Sunday, you check the back table. Amen. Also on Saturdays at 11:30 a.m., Bondage Breaker Ministries hosts their women's Bible class For more information, please contact the president of Bondage Breaker Ministries and the teacher, which is Pastor Janice Tate. Amen. Also, don't forget that all of our classes and our services that we have here on Blog Talk Radio are recorded. They're archived and they're free. So if you're just, you know, getting saved, if you have kind of fell off and you need, you know, to get back on board, just make sure to go to our church website. You can go all the way back to 2009 when Pastor was doing this all by himself, 2 hours a day, what the Bible says. For years and years, he was doing it all by himself. You can get your whole entire Christian life together on Blog Talk Radio. If you'd like to pay your tithes and offerings, again, rfcm.org is our church website. Just click on the tithes and offerings tab. Pastor O, normally when he preaches, Pastor doesn't want offerings taken up for him, but because he was on Blog Talk today, and if you would like to give a love offering to Pastor O, because he did preach the word today, please remember to specify his name when you give your offering, and we will see to it that he receives an amen. So if you want to give that again, rfcm.org under the tithes and offerings tab. Amen. So the Lord Jesus bless you in advance for your kindness and sharing with us and with Pastor O. Amen. Amen. So Matthew chapter 5, verses 13 through 16 says, "You are the salt of the earth. But if the salt loses its saltiness, how can it be made salty again? It is no longer good for anything except to be thrown out and trampled underfoot. You are the light of the world. A town built on a hill cannot be hidden. Neither do people light a lamp and put it under a bowl. Instead, they put it on its stand, and it gives light to everyone in the house. In the same way, let your light shine before others, that they may see your good deeds and glorify your Father in heaven." Blessings are not always in the form of money or material things, even though those things are great. We know that a kind word goes a long way. We know that the gift of love is free. And we know that a warm smile is the universal language of kindness. Amen. So take time out to be some sunshine to somebody in your world today. I know it's cloudy and rainy where I'm at, but that's okay, because we know even behind all those clouds and everything, the sun is always shining. So you be some sunshine to somebody in your world today, because as Hebrews chapter 13, verses 1 and 2 says, "Keep on loving one another as brothers and sisters, and do not forget to show hospitality to strangers, for by doing so, you may have entertained angels without even knowing it." Amen? Amen. So we continue to ask for prayers for everyone, everywhere, time. Special prayers go out to Run for Christ Ministry members Nico Gaston, Tyrone Hamilton, Deacon Rayfield Rogers, of course, all of our lovely mothers on the move at Run for Christ Ministries, Mother Irma, Mother Cheryl, Mother Marilyn, and Mother Persia. And we also want to keep Minister John McFall in your prayers. Amen. Again, let's keep all of the members of Running for Christ Ministries in our prayers, especially the ones that we miss seeing on Sundays. Pray for our president and our vice president and the leaders of our country. Pray for our youth everywhere. That is an understatement. I cannot stress that enough, how many prayers our children need. Amen. So just continue to pray for our kids everywhere as they face all types of challenges. It's not just family challenges. It's not just environmental or community challenges. It's not just school challenges. I mean, these kids are dealing with things that are deeper than just what they see. So we have to pray for them, because spiritually, they're not grounded. They're all over the place doing all types of stuff. They're not even thinking about the consequences of anything that they're doing. They're just doing it now because they want to belong. They want someone to think that they're cool. They want someone to think that they're funny. They want someone to think that they're, you know, worth being around and hanging out with. And they're doing things to get the wrong type of attention. So we just really need to pray for our kids, because they face challenges that they don't even see. Amen. This is not, we know things that manifest themselves on earth are things that are spiritually, battles spiritually that are going on in the heavenly realms, because we don't wrestle against flesh and blood. That's just how it manifests itself in the earth. Amen. Because we're physical down here. But in the heavenly realms, it's spiritual. So what we're seeing down here is a physical manifestation of what's going on in the spiritual realms. So we have to pray because our children don't understand that. The family members, the people who are raising them, they don't understand that. So they don't know what's going on. So those of us who are in Christ, we have a responsibility. We're not perfect. We don't know everything. Only God knows everything, but we all have to do our part as the body of Christ. Amen. Again, so continue to pray for all of our youth everywhere. Continue to pray for all those who are bereaved, mourning, and grieving. We know that that list is long and that list is inexhaustible, but God knows. So as long as you pray, God hears us, and he knows how to answer prayers because he has the answer to everything. Amen. So all we have to do is give it over to him and let him do what he does best, which is be God. Amen. Amen. So happy, happy birthday to all of the Blog Talk listeners all around the world who celebrated this past week, this past month, or even who are celebrating today, my favorite day of the week. Amen. I got a new birthday put on my list last week, and I'm so excited, amen, to announce Edward Johnson. Amen. Our beautiful sister, Rebecca Johnson. You hear her on Blog Talk Radio. She participates in class, and she does responsive reading for us. It is her wonderful husband, and he celebrated his birthday on September the 1st. Mother Persia celebrated on the 2nd. Pastor O's daughter, Zion, celebrated on the 5th. Torin on the 7th. Deacon Ali Welch on the 11th. Vice Chairman of our Deacon Board, Deacon Charles Mackey, the Mac Man, he celebrated on the 12th. The Chairman of our Deacon Board, Deacon Charles Tate, that's my pawpaw, he celebrated on the 14th. T.J. Cowan on the 17th, our awesome and amazing Pastor O on the 18th, Nakia celebrated on the 21st, and Deaconess Kathy celebrated on the 22nd. Lord have mercy, it was all types of cake and ice cream flowing everywhere. So happy birthday to all of you. Much love, much hugs and kisses, and a blessed year. Amen? Amen. So last but not least is your devotional for today, and it is entitled, Even in My Suffering, I Will Praise Him. Amen. And this is by Prone to Wander. The scripture is, I will declare your name to my people. In the assembly, I will praise you. You who fear the Lord, praise him. Amen. And this is Psalm 22, verses 22 and 23. Most of us have lived through hard moments of deep pain and hardships, that felt like more than we can bear. We are not unfamiliar with sorrow and grief. We know how challenging it can be to acknowledge God's faithfulness and sovereign hand in the middle of chaos and great loss. We wonder if he is still present or if he sees what we are going through. His words seemingly become stale and his promises mere platitudes, even if they aren't. Our present pain makes us prone to forget that nothing takes him by surprise, and there is no tragic situation that God has not sovereignly permitted. He is always in control. There aren't always easy answers. Hardships are hard, and pain is real. We do not try to comfort each other by quoting Bible verses and expecting it to heal and solve everything. Instead, we are to help one another set our eyes on our Lord and spur each one to Christ-likeness, especially during difficulties, to be reminded that God has given us life eternal and hope that is beyond what this world can give. His presence is our comfort, and his faithfulness is our security. He has been through what we are going through, and he has prepared for us a heaven where pain and crying will be no more. Because of this truth, we can praise him in our pain, in our challenges, and life's uncertainties. We trust that our Father permits works all, we trust that our Father permits works all things for our good and for his glory. Are you finding it hard to see the power of his truth and nearness of his presence today? You can be sure that he hasn't left you, and his word will prove faithful until the end. Glorify your Father today and praise him in your darkness as we say this prayer together. Sovereign Father, we recognize how prone we are to forget that the pains of life are things we will go through in this world. Your word seems to lose its power and authority over our lives when we go through challenging times. Remind us to hold fast because you are not letting go of us. Instead of weakening our faith, use these trials to build up and strengthen our faith in you. We know you will always see us through, and nothing that happens to us is without purpose. So in Jesus' name we pray, and we say together, amen. And be filled with his spirit, and be encouraged today as you keep on keeping on. Amen, amen. And those are your announcements.
Amen and amen. So you don't have no patience. I don't have no patience, and the Lord put us in positions of patience. I'm like, Jesus, really? Well, I ain't in this boat by myself.
Not at
all. Imagine me and you going down the road and going to stores or going anywhere and running into impatient people all day long.
Oh, my God. No, it would be horrendous.
No, but you.
We never make it.
Lord.
We'd be like, you know what? It's just time to go on. We can't even do it today. Not today.
You,
we're trying to
go
tomorrow.
People be like, they ain't got no patience.
None. I didn't pack it today. I actually don't even own any. So, yep, you know, whatever.
I'm telling you, Crystal, I almost hate leaving the house because I know I'm going to run out into a patience class.
Yes, Lord, all the time, all the time. Lord, have mercy. But we'll get it together one day at a time. And if not, we'll get home and be in heaven, and we ain't going to have to worry about it.
And Jesus will be like, you got patience. I'm like,
there,
well,
you
Jesus,
praise
you know. Anyway, Crystal, God bless. Thank you so much.
You
love
too.
You. Have a good
Amen.
Day. Tell Mira
too.
We said
Absolutely.
Hi and all that good stuff.
Absolutely. All that good stuff. Amen. I sure will.
All right. Be blessed. It's raining. Watch movies.
I know. All day.
All right. See you later.
Amen.
Amen. We thank God for each and every one of you who tune in. Again, I want to thank Deaconess Kathy Clyburn, getting all those folks together to do scripture and altar call. We thank you for that. We thank you. Thankful for King Darius. Amen. Actually, he's in the book of Daniel. King Darius, the king. Yeah, he was a king. So he got an awesome name. His brother name is Malachi. This is the last prophet to speak in the Old Testament. God closed down the scripture canon with Malachi. Ain't that something? And then found out, amen, he just got a bunch of famous names. Burrell, amen. There's a singer named, I forget her first name, but her last name is Burrell. He's just full of famous names. But anyway, God bless, and they're living it out. We thank God for each and every one of you. Pastor Terrence Tate prayed that altar call, and I use him a lot in my sermon. Amen. Just thankful because this thing don't happen just with me. This thing happens with all of RFCM coming together and doing our parts. And Jesus puts us all on the same page. We don't rehearse this. We don't practice this. We just do this. And Jesus comes to each and every one of us individually and put us on the same page as the others. And that way we know the Lord's hand is all over this. Remember, be patient, endure, and there's power in prayer. God bless you. God keep you. We'll see you when we see you. But before I get out, Jesus said, you better give a benediction. What's the matter with you? Is you silly? Yeah, I am silly. But anyway, may the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all until we meet again. In Jesus' name, the whole church said, amen.
Won't it do it? 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 Won't it do it?
Make some way out of the way. I knew it, I almost blew it, but he got me through it. His love, his grace and mercy. At one time the devil cursed me, I was running off in my mess. But the Lord, he came and saved me like a damsel in distress. Yeah, now we are living and now we are giving. Blessings are piled to the ceiling. Anointed my head with oil. Now look at my cup, it is spilling. My sins, he picked up the villain. He got all my enemies chilling. He made a way, I won't forget the feeling. I'll do whatever, just ask me, I'm willing. Willing, 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 willing.